Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
It makes my taco pop.
John Caparulo later on this morning.
Looking at a video now where Tony Dorsett is about to run 99 yards.
He did that a lot.
Against the Vikings.
He did that a lot.
He didn't do that a lot.
He beat the Vikings.
Is this your first time seeing that?
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you watching that now?
I don't know. It just popped up on my social media feed. And if I want...
You won't watch Spotlight and you'll watch the Vikings get their ass kicked? Come on, man.
Well, just that one run. And if apparently my choices now are I can watch the 1998 NFC Championship game.
You were there.
I don't want to see that again.
You know you don't.
Nick, that's a record that can only be tied.
You never click on the Super Bowl, do you, Nick? They rerun that all the time on the NFL Network.
Not this last one.
Not the last one, no. Okay. And rightly so.
Today is World Health Day, established by the World Health Organization.
Ooh.
More than 70 years ago.
Supposed to be do some healthy stuff today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. The theme this year is building a fairer and healthier world for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all for that.
No, we're not.
Well, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, but what did some of those people do?
Yeah, right. They weren't born here. They don't deserve it.
Oh. Yeah, Matthew on the email makes a good point. You think Schwarzenegger would have run for president if he could have? He's not an American citizen, so he can't.
Yeah, I think
well, it was bandied about.
To change that rule, right?
Yeah.
In Schwarzenegger's defense, I mean, he was a regular Republican. He hates Trump. He thinks Trump is the worst thing that ever happened to the country. So I'll give Schwarzenegger a break.
So he's a cuck.
Yeah, yeah. He was a tax guy Republican, not a culture war Republican.
Pussy.
And that's all they got now is culture wars.
Well, they're still your money Republicans.
Yeah, but they...
I think they're shrinking. Yeah. They don't have as much of a voice.
No, no.
Wow. Well, they're not wasting their money on baseball and Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you're right. That's going away.
Yeah.
And I think they're two of the biggest American brands ever. Major League Baseball and Coca-Cola.
Well, if you do drink the Coca-Cola, you have to hide it. You got to put it where the camera can't
see it.
Isn't
that hilarious? And they're not going to win either one of those. Coca-Cola is going to be huge and always be huge. And baseball is always going to be huge.
Yeah, I think they'll survive this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
But we hate the cancel culture.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't forget that. Except for the stuff I want to cancel. That's good.
You got a penis, you don't drink Coke. Guy's combining his culture wars.
Like, okay, dude. You got it.
You got it.
Yeah, what if they find out their can of Pepsi was made by a transsexual?
Oh,
now what?
Looks like Sunkist.
Right. There you go. Looks like RC Cola for me.
That still exists?
Yeah, RC yes, still make
it does.
That?
Does it really?
Yeah.
Does it? God, that still out there. Sucked so bad.
I really didn't notice a lot of difference.
I did. Yeah, RC was just brutal. You go to somebody's house, they got RC Cola. Ah.
Yeah, but if they poured it in a glass, could you tell the difference?
No, I could tell. Oh, yeah, I could tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke, you know?
Really?
I can tell the difference in Pepsi and Coke,
yeah,
for
so
sure.
Yeah, so RC was, you know, I can handle Pepsi and Coke. Either one doesn't bother
RC's
me.
Fine.
RC, but it doesn't taste like Pepsi or Coke.
No.
It tastes like ass.
Could be worse. Could have store
it's
brand.
It's just cheaper. Carnival, remember Carnival?
No.
God, that's an old school reference I probably shouldn't bring up.
I don't.
Yeah,
they're going to be relegated to, like, Members Mark, whatever the Sam's Club brand is. Like.
No, they're going to watch baseball, and they're going to drink their Coke.
Dr. Pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're just going to admit to their buddies that they don't watch baseball, and they switch to Pepsi.
Whatever.
RC actually had a premium cola that they were
pimping really?
For a while and
really?
That I loved.
Okay.
But that went away years ago. Veteran Florida Congressman Alcee Hastings is dead after a long fight against pancreatic cancer. He was 84.
Anybody have him?
Civil rights lawyer that became a federal judge, impeached, removed from office, subsequently elected to Congress, serving 15 terms. Yes, several players had Alcee Hastings. Buster Skeeton, catheter ice cream, double dong tug of war gets a hit.
And, of course, Florida voted in an impeached judge for a congressman.
Heaven's Gate away team gets a hit. Jacket off, Craig gets a hit.
Whoa.
As does the sphincter preacher gets a hit. And Todd's next son gets a hit.
I don't think there's going to be a next one. A next one would mean he's having one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And Todd's been fixed. Believe me, I
saw
it.
Well, there's adoption, I hear.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, you might not get one.
Been a lot of talk of that around the house.
Been a lot of talk about that around the house.
Right. How'd you get that bruise on your ass? I don't know.
You might not get a kid.
16 dogs just isn't enough.
That's a good point. If you tried to adopt a kid, any of us.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man.
No.
I got two I'm doing a decent job with now, but we looked
did
into
Did you, though?
Nah. Well, one. Yeah. I got one. One's kicking ass. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You're tapped out.
Yeah, I can imagine him coming to me. Did you, though?
Let's
all
talk
right.
About that.
You make a good point.
Yeah,
that's not up to us to decide.
There's other families that want one that might be a little more attentive.
But aren't you?
Yeah.
Tyler's Tupperware turd still leading the league with 7 hits.
Rock and roll.
The only player with 7 hits.
Yeah. I like Buster Skeeton.
Yeah, that's a great name, too.
Former CIA director James Woolsey said that if we ever make contact with aliens, he hopes that humanity is friendly to them.
I think the other way around.
Well, I read the other day that it would be a bad idea to reach out to aliens.
Could they just come and kill us?
Yeah.
I know, it's just stupid. I think it's stupid. Maybe I watched too many sci-fi movies, but
probably.
You know, if you watch the movie Battleship, which is a great documentary,
mm-hmm.
You know, it starts out by they make contact, and within minutes, they come and try to destroy the Earth.
They're ready to kill us.
Look, we made contact. Somebody's calling back. Oh, boom, and they just attack us.
Oh, damn, they're attacking.
Right.
Oh, crap.
Doesn't take long for them to figure out.
Right.
Oh, they're a bunch of dummies.
What if they can make it here? They're way more advanced than we are.
Yes, and they might just want to kill. I don't think we're going to be flying out and killing anybody else before they kill us.
We can't even make it to the next planet over.
Right.
We're cavemen to them.
Mm-hmm. Former CIA Director James Woolsey served under President Clinton, shared his thoughts on the ETs Friday on the Black Vault YouTube channel. He said that there have been numerous sightings of UFOs over the year, but he wasn't really on board with the idea of some alien force at work until a friend had his aircraft frozen in midair at 40,000 feet. Woolsey still isn't saying it's aliens, but he says he is much less skeptical than he used to be.
Man.
So planes aren't supposed to just stop and sit in the air like that?
Right, right.
Apparently not.
That was his friend?
Yes.
Is his friend saying anything?
I'm giving you the information I have.
Yeah, I'd like to believe there's actual...
Yeah, but I'd like to hear that story.
Well, check out the Black Vault YouTube channel from Friday, and you can.
Well, if this guy used to be the director of the CIA, now he's on the Black Vault YouTube channel.
Right.
Yeah. Now, again, he's not saying that there's aliens, but he's saying he's less skeptical than he used to be.
Yeah, based on his buddy's fabulous
freezing
story.
At 40,000 feet.
Yeah. I don't think anybody knows. So that's why we don't know. You know, but I agree with that. I mean, I know we have to maybe search for things, but then I'm thinking, why?
Well, if the universe is infinite, I think it's pretty arrogant to think this is the only rock with life on it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on.
Life as we know it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's a bad idea to invite him over.
I think so, too.
No. I don't know. We've got Kiss. Yeah. Hey, come over. Check this out.
I'd say it's a good point, but it's really not.
They might have music, but they don't have that.
Yeah. It's a point.
Is it?
Yeah. Not a good one.
Well, they better come soon if they want to check out. You know,
I mean, if there's really
a love, I love that he's saying that we should be nice to them.
Yeah.
Well, because we don't stand a chance against them.
But being nice ain't doesn't going to stop from killing us all and harvesting our organs, whatever the hell they're going to do.
Well,
to
we
us.
Don't want to poke the bear either.
Then don't go looking for him.
No. You want to know if they've seen you,
right? You want to go looking for him.
Yeah, you don't necessarily want to look for him, but you might want to look and see that they haven't seen you.
Right. Well, I'm hopefully they look down and realize how dumb we are. And just fly by.
And say they'd make great pets.
Yeah. Something like
great
that.
Great pets, right.
Yeah. Or they just look down on us and feel sorry for us and move on. We want nothing to do with them. What a planet full of dummies.
They could be running surveillance now.
Yeah. I have always been amused by the concept of us making great pets.
I know that. Make great pets, right.
That's such a good song. Yeah.
DMX still fighting for his life. He's still on the life support. They're going to do a bunch of tests on him today to determine his level of brain function after overdosing Friday. Leaving him in a coma. Today's test will play a major role in decisions the family may have to make,
so
they
say. If he went down on Friday and he didn't come back on Easter.
Oh, there you go. That's a good guess.
It's not looking good.
Good point, Nick.
Yeah, again, I'm not sure.
See, that's how
we might be overstating.
Well, that's see how funny that sounds right there. So that's the way I felt about that whole 3-day weekend. Yeah, I buy that. Yeah, the rock.
How many people who go on life support end up making it?
Dr. Mina's going to call tomorrow.
In movies, that's a great question for Dr. Mina.
Yeah, come back from a vegetative state.
Right.
I'm sure it's a pretty small percentage.
You'd like it to be most of them.
Well, no, but it's not. It's the other way around, isn't it? Because remember the Terry Schiavo days? Got to keep her alive. And they found out later on, they dug in, she was pudding. The whole time she was pudding.
My experience is they leave you on life support for about 10 days.
Right.
And then they say you got to make a decision. Well,
that's right. You lost your mom that way.
Right. Yeah, didn't take us that long.
No. Oh, with your mom.
Yeah. We had that lack of brain function thing as well.
Right.
How long was she on life support?
Not long.
Like
two, 3 days.
Less than a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, easily. A buddy of mine lost his mom the same way. They had to make a decision. God, pick us up. Let's discuss Schindler's List or something.
Let's see. I guess I won't do that. Let's see. I guess we won't do that.
Make us feel
let's
good.
Let's see. I guess we won't do that. Luke Garza out of Iowa.
Yeah, he's a great basketball player.
He is. He's the consensus national player of the year in college basketball. He is also selling his own non-fungible token or NFT card. This card with a digital blockchain signature to ensure its uniqueness.
Good. Make some money, dude. Make some money.
He is an economics major. He is the first college athlete to get in on this NFT thing.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Stop him. You can't come to school. Yeah, I don't care.
Well, he's done, isn't he?
I'm about to be. Well, I mean, you can't come back to school.
Right.
It's like, good.
Yeah, he told CNBC that some of the proceeds from the auction are going to go to the University of Iowa Stead Family Children's Hospital.
That's nice.
The winner will also get an autographed pair of shoes and the chance to play horse with Garza.
All right.
Tom Brady getting into the NFT game. He's launching or helping launch an NFT platform called Autograph.
Get all over that, Nick.
Yeah.
He's your boy. I don't know what NFT means anymore.
Non-fungible token.
I don't remember the whole time.
Like if you ever knew.
Yeah.
Non-fungible token.
Can we do those?
Yes.
Could Todd and Tyler, sure. could the yes. show, would
absolutely.
They, would they sell?
That's different. That's a different question, yeah. And you're asking me about financial markets.
Right.
Really, look at me.
A guy for the Carolina Panthers.
See, that's a good point, Craig.
Thank you.
And he wanted paid in Bitcoin.
I realize that. I don't want paid in Todd and Tyler fungible coin, though.
Different
that's
thing
not
altogether.
A, yeah, they're completely yeah. different.
Nobody's going to take that.
But they didn't pay him in Bitcoin, right? They paid somebody to, you know, change his money.
Yeah,
Bitcoin.
He wanted half his money in Bitcoin, and so they gave him half his money in cash. And what they did, they didn't pay him in Bitcoin. They gave the other half of his paycheck to a company that converts money to Bitcoin.
Oh, is that what happened? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And he ended up doubling his money as a result.
Well, the Bitcoin money ended
right.
up.
Right, because the Bitcoin went up.
Did he cash out, though?
You don't know.
I don't know.
No, he's
let
still
it ride,
got it.
Man.
If it's doubled in your bank account, doesn't mean anything until you cash it out.
You're right.
You know. It's like your 401k doesn't mean dick until you cash it out. You know, it can be up and down no matter what. So, is he that big a star that people are going to buy? Well, I know, you know, Billy Blank's all over this. He probably got some Garza fudge coin, whatever they call
yeah.
it.
NFT. And it's not coin. NFTs are not coins.
I like fudge coin. I like that.
Fudge tokens.
Todd and Tyler fudge tokens.
Well, these are non-fudge tokens.
That's right.
NFT is.
We're making them full
right.
fudge.
These tokens have no fudge.
Billy would get the Blame the Refs collectible.
Yeah, they would. He hates the refs.
Well, if they would just play fair, he wouldn't have a problem. If then they wouldn't always call against his team.
And Iowa would win every game.
Then he wouldn't have a problem.
That's a good point.
But they're all crooked.
All.
Every game.
Every sport.
Billy is.
Football,
oh, yeah.
Basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them.
It's quite the conspiracy. Yeah.
All hate the Hawkeyes.
Those damn Hawkeyes.
And the Lakers and yeah. the Cowboys.
Oh, that's right. Laker Cowboy yeah. guy, too.
Are the announcers against him, too?
Oh, one of them is.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah,
sure.
yeah, yeah.
Probably.
Always cheering for the other team.
Right.
Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
The FBI Omaha office is warning people who have gotten COVID vaccines about a new scam.
Individuals are sending emails, text messages, sometimes even phone calls, purporting to be representatives of Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, or Moderna, and they're trying to conduct a post-vaccine survey.
That is Special Agent Brian Van Doon. He says the scammers are looking to get personal information by promising respondents a prize or money in return for doing a survey. He says none of the COVID vaccine manufacturers are conducting surveys. Emails and texts with surveys are scams. A little bit more from this guy.
If the individual responds to the survey, they are promised cash or prizes, and they're asked to be giving credit card or payment information to pay shipping and handling to get those prizes at the end.
All right.
And that doesn't work out.
No.
So look out for the COVID vaccine scams.
You're not going to get a surprise, right? A
right. prize, look out for the COVID vaccine scams.
Can't wait for my surprise.
Right.
The person who called me and I gave my credit card number to is going to send me
a big present.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. I mean, it's just all fake. Everything's fake. I mean, even stuff you get in the U.S. mail, it tells you open immediately. This is big, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, and we're not, none of us are really that, I mean, we're stupid in other situations, but we all look at those things to go, hey, and you open and go, yeah, it's what I thought it was. It's always what you thought it was. Nobody is sending you money. Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
Damn it.
I mean, they knock at your door, you know, the publisher's clearinghouse, obviously they knock at doors, and they show up. That's different.
But, do they?
And yeah, they show up. That's legitimate videos. But I'm talking about the stuff you get in the mail that say you won stuff. And you go, hey, oh, I didn't win.
I can see how you could fall for this stuff.
I can too.
Sometimes I'll get like a voicemail that's like, right. You want a cruise? And I'm like, oh, damn. Right. But then I'm like, oh, wait, there's no way. For a split second, though, I'm like, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that for a split second, too. But, you know, I've always lived by the rule that if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah. I mean, there isn't a bunch of unclaimed great prizes sitting out there waiting for us. You know what I mean? So if you won something big, like the lottery or something, they'll find you, you know.
Yeah, and you should never give your credit card number to somebody who calls you.
No. Unfortunately, the elderly fall for that a lot, and that's what sucks. These people are horrible, you know.
They're just sitting around all lonely waiting for their prize to show up.
I'm laughing. Right.
I paid the shipping and handling.
Yes. And apparently, it's a monthly fee off my card, too, so eventually I'm going to get it.
It's going to be a big prize.
All right.
Out of Florida, witnesses told police that a guy that turned out to be 22-year-old Cruz Humes was inside an SUV that was parked outside the Publix grocery store in Coral Springs, Florida, there, about 5 miles from his apartment.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Cruz Humes?
Yep.
It was about 7 o'clock in the evening. The witnesses said he had his penis exposed and was masturbating while watching something on his phone.
Name's not so cool anymore, is it, there?
No, yeah. Cruz is getting after it.
Yeah.
Detectives found Mr. Humes, quote, with his pants and underwear off and his phone open with adult pornography site visible.
So, why don't you masturbate at home, dude? Hey, Cruz.
There's a reason for that.
Okay.
Cruz reportedly confessed to the public indecency, saying he was stressed out and he was at the parking lot of the Publix to masturbate.
Yep.
He works there at the chain supermarket.
Oh, okay.
And he said he did not want to risk getting caught masturbating at home.
Yeah, I guess I don't. Oh, he's got a wife or something like that, or parents.
He did not want to risk getting caught masturbating at home.
The third time Humes, mom caught me.
Humes said that he masturbates in his car 2 or 3 times a week. He's now charged with a couple of counts of indecent exposure, free on bond.
Now, did somebody look down into the window?
Witnesses said.
Okay.
If you remember. The witnesses said he had his penis exposed and was masturbating while watching something on his phone.
Tough to masturbate without your penis being exposed. That's my defense.
Can't you go to like a corner of the parking lot?
Yeah, I think so,
where
too.
Where there's not a lot of traffic?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I had no problem with the guy jerking off in the parking lot.
That stuck to the tape.
Good. I really don't.
Right.
But I think if he...
Seek him out.
Everything he said is legitimate, except the fact that he should be just somewhere in a far away in the parking lot.
He should not have gotten busted.
Right.
Should have gone like the other time.
And stay in your car,
like
too.
Every other two or three times every week.
Right.
Right. I'm about to head to the parking lot myself. We're going to take a little break. There's not a lot of traffic out there.
I got no problem. You've been jerking up in the parking lot for years.
Everything
now
should be fine.
All right. Masturbating, I should say.
Unless Jim shows up. But he's not going to rat me out.
Right around now, he will. It's about time he shows up, too.
Can you wait for him to show up to finish?
See you in the parking lot, Jim.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.